The question today is, what do you mean by the message, walking the path of understanding is a must? This is the seventh part. We've dealt with several areas of this and several facets because understanding is a must. But there's some things I want to really deal with just a little more and clear up. Now, we've talked about the fact that you need to see yourself, understand yourself as you really are as a sinner, understand the purpose of the human instrument, understand the Word of God, and as far as the written and the utterance or the harema of God, and then understand the work of the Holy Spirit as God puts it all together for you. Now, the thing about it is whenever you are convinced, we talked about Holy Ghost convictions necessary. If all you have, and Holy Ghost conviction comes in two parts, the factual part and the emotional part. Godly sorrow is what the emotional part is called. The factual part is reproval. And if you have only the word only or reproval, you'll make a false profession. If you have emotion only and no facts, then you'll have another false profession. You've got to have a balance of that. And that takes a work of what's called the sanctification work of the Spirit to bring you to that place. And as a result, you've got to have that at that particular time. You need that when God brings you to that place where that you might be saved by the grace of God. So we see then, as we think about it, Jesus said when he come on the scene, he said in Mark chapter 1, verse number 15, he said to repent and believe the gospel. Now, repent and believe are verbs. That's an action part of old man's part. That's part of what 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2 says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood. You've got to obey the gospel. And to obey the gospel is to repent and believe. But you cannot react on anything that God hadn't given you. Bible said in John 3:27, man can receive nothing except it's given him from heaven. Now, repentance has got to be granted you. It's a work of godly sorrow. It's a work of God's goodness to you. He loves you, even though we were sinners, dead and doomed and so forth, that we dealt with in number two message, I guess it was, on this series. It's something he's got to deal with you about and bring you to that place and grant you repentance. And whenever he grants you, and by the way, Acts chapter 11, after Cornelius was saved in Acts 10, when the Holy Ghost fell on him, Peter had to more or less tell why he carried the gospel to the Gentiles in Acts 11, had to tell the church that. And when he told them and explained to them how the Holy Ghost fell on them and they were saved, Gentiles, then the first thing the church said was, that God has also granted them repentance. So repentance is something God's got to grant you. It's not something you work up. It's not something that you do within yourself. It's a work of God. Now, faith is also a gift of God, man. In other words, you can't work that up. The Bible said in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, a lot of people have a misunderstanding about faith. There's many kinds of faith. The Bible says about Abraham in Acts 4 and Romans 4:12, he said to walk in the steps of faith of Father Abraham. And Abraham, is Abraham principles missing in most salvation experiences today. But Abraham, when he was in the Ur of Chaldee, God's, I believe, a human instrument came to him. I believe that was Shem. And he spoke to him about the God that floated the boat, in essence. And Abraham said, I'm going to go. And God spoke to Abram at that time and said, leave your country, leave your kindred, and go to a place I'll show you as you go. And he believed God and went out. Now, he didn't leave the country, didn't leave his kindred, didn't do all God said. Hadn't even been told about the seed. How can you believe the promise unless you've been told about the seed? But he obeyed what he knew at the time. He walked in what light he had and went as far as he could go at that particular time. Later on, his dad died, and he still said, go. What happened? He had intellectual faith that God existed, and he said, I'm going to go with God. I'm going to seek God, like Hebrews 11:6 said. Now, he came to a place to where he had seeking faith. Now, any faith you've got will work. A intellectual faith will produce a seeking faith, and if you have a seeking faith operating in your life, it will work till God grants you saving faith. You've got to have saving faith. And and it's interesting to note, every time it talks about someone who's saved, it uses the continuous action verb. In fact, in Mark 1:15, when Jesus said, believe the gospel, he used a continuous action verb. And that's what you have to have. That means I've got faith today, tomorrow, next year, 100 years from now. In other words, it's going to remain. It's an habitual lifestyle. It's not this point action faith of an aorist tense verb, like in John 2 and John 8, where they said, we believe on you because of the miracles you do in John 2. And Jesus said, I don't believe you. They wasn't saved. And in John chapter 8, they said, we believe. But Jesus said, if you'll continue in my word, that's my harema, my utterance, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And that was God said to them that if you don't have the right kind of faith. But they didn't continue. And he said, you're of your father the devil. So you've got to have granted to you repentance, and you've got to have granted to you saving faith. And until that's granted to you, you can't be saved, no matter how much you cry, how much you act, what you say, how much motion you go through, or how well you turn over and you leave. God's got to grant you repentance. When he grants you repentance, then you can act upon that by repenting. And when God grants you saving faith, you can act upon that by believing unto salvation. And that's what's necessary. It has to be. In fact, he talked about in Matthew 21:32. He said there that repentance has got to come before faith comes, talking about saving faith, because he said you would not repent that you might believe. Until you repent, you can't believe. And you can't repent till God grants you repentance. And then when he does, of course, they come together, repentance and faith, like horse and carriage, love and marriage. They come together, and you can act upon them. And it'll be simple. It'll be easy to believe at that particular time when God grants you that saving faith, repentance, and grants you saving faith. Then you can believe the gospel. You can be obedient. You can submit to the righteousness of God, who is Jesus, and have life eternal. You can do that, but you'll have a believing faith. You'll have a continuous action, habitual lifestyle. So therefore, as we think about this, you've got to have some understanding about repentance, about saving faith. You've got to be taught. Now, you may not, as I said, know all the terms that I have used. But when if you're really genuinely saved, when you listen to the message that I'm preaching to you in these series, then you will know that you go back and examine. It'll make you stronger, give you more assurance. You'll know what happened. But the problem is many who go back, they get angry. They don't want to go back. They don't want to be examined. They don't want to look at it because there's nothing there. And they come up with doubt. If you've got doubt, it's because you don't have anything. Doubt's a sign of nothing. These things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. And what's the verse before that? Verse 12 in 1 John 2, 5, he said that he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the righteousness of God hath life. And if you have the righteousness of God, you've submitted. You've come under the lordship of Jesus. And by the way, that's part of what you've got to understand in that path of understanding. He's going to be Lord of all or not Lord at all. Right now, man in his natural state is a lost sinner. He's under the lordship of the devil. But you obey that form of doctrine that came your way, then you'll come under be a servant of the Lord, servant of righteousness, who is the Lord. And you need to realize that. So I know this, we're just dealing with some sort of hitting high points in these series, these seven parts of this this message that we said is walking the path of understanding is a must. I know we're dealing with just part. We've got the in-depth a series on that. Be glad to send them to you, because now it's important. You don't push it aside. That little doubt you have down inside, you need to let God finish in you. And he's moving in your darkness. He wants to do something for you. He wants you to know that profession you made when you turned from the broad way to the narrow way is not enough. He wants you to know that profession you made under that church that doesn't preach truth is not enough. It's not salvation. But when you die, it'll be too late. For then many are going to say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That's preachers. Have we not cast out devils in thy name? That's that miracle working crowd. Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? That's the so-called good people of the world today. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. And the Greek has it, I never knew you at any time, for that crowd believes you can be saved and lost. That's not what I'm talking about. What he's talking about, you see, I never knew you. Not saved. You're not born again. You need to be saved by the grace of God. And may the Lord help us to see that and come to that place that you might be or what the Lord would have you to be in the days ahead. May the Lord help us to see and understand that would be our prayer. So we say walking The path of understanding is a must if you're going to make heaven. And you need that threefold cord, the Holy Spirit, the human instrument, and the Word of God in your life. And understand who you are. Understand who they are. Oh, may the Holy Ghost of God sharpen the preached gospel. Like Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12 said, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." May he do that in your life. May he pierce inside. And may everyone who has that inner feeling of uneasiness as the sword of the Word gets between the soul and the spirit and says, "Hey, something's wrong." That's what that is. Devil tell you that's just the devil making you doubt. No, it's the Holy Ghost of God trying to tell you you need to get right with God in that sense. But you see, may you hear the Lord say, that's the old path of understanding. Walk in that path. Continue, and you shall know the truth, and you'll be good ground and be saved. Now remember, even though you understand some things, you still are in miry clay in the pit of sin until you're saved, like David was in Psalm 40. But he'll come to you and bring you out. Now the people of Judah heard Jeremiah say the basic same thing. Walk in the old paths. Search them out. Find them. Walk in them. May your lifestyle be in them. And in essence, he was saying, if you'll do that, you'll fulfill what 2 Chronicles 7:14 said. And you'll not have to go into captivity. And they wouldn't have went into captivity. But they said, "We will not do that." And as a result, they went into captivity. Well, I ask you today, what will you say? You say, "Well, I hadn't been taught that way." Don't matter. Look at the book. Order the tapes. Order the CDs. Order the CDs and whatever. Order them. And we even have tapes too. CDs and the DVDs of these messages. And they're on the internet, by the way, on the video messages. So look at them. Study it out. Now while there's hope, while there's an open door, while there's a striving spirit, while there's a preacher of righteousness, while there's a long-suffering God. But when you lay down and die, it'll be too late. But I ask you, what will you say when God speaks to you, in essence, through this and stirs and says, "That's the old path. Walk in it." Will you walk the path of understanding? If you walk that path of understanding, then God says he'll teach you in that path or in the way. Psalm 25:8 said he'll teach sinners in the way. And Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16 says, "And he that wandereth out of the path of understanding, shall remain in the congregation of the dead." Walk the path of understanding. It's a must to be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer in Jesus' name.